It's 7:45. I'm Robert Palacios with KRWG News. Seven Latino voters filed a lawsuit against Texas officials this past weekend over their effort to remove people they suspect are not U.S. citizens from the state's voter rolls. But these voters, along with voting rights groups, are claiming officials are singling out citizens who were not born in the U.S. KUT's Ashley Lopez spoke to one of those voters who is challenging her inclusion on the list in court.
Let's see.
Like a lot of people, Julieta Garibe keeps a lot of pictures on her phone of important days in her life. And one of those really important days, the day in April 2018, when she took her oath of citizenship. She says it was a really happy day.
You can see all the pictures. I have this huge, like, cheesy smile. Because I'm just beyond myself that I finally became a citizen.
Garibe was undocumented for many years, but a couple of years ago, she was able to apply for a legal status. Garibe is a survivor of domestic violence, and there's a special program in the Violence Against Women Act that helps women like her report abuse to the police without fear of deportation. 2 days after Garibe became a citizen, she registered to vote. She says it was something she was a little nervous about, but really excited to do. And of course, she has a picture of that day, too.
And that's me registering to vote. It was a Capital 10K. I got to the end, and there was, like, a big booth. And they were, like, register to vote. And we're like, oh, my God, we need to register to vote. And I was clearly cheesing still.
She didn't know it at the time, but this day put her in the bullseye of an effort led by Texas Secretary of State David Whitley. He announced about a week ago that his office wanted local election officials to look into removing people from the voter rolls that his office suspects are not U.S. citizens. They compiled a list of people who had registered for a driver's license or state ID as a non-citizen in the past 22 years, but who'd also registered to vote in that time. The list included almost 100,000 names. On Twitter, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and President Donald Trump both said this list was evidence of voter fraud, evidence that non-citizens were voting in Texas elections. When Garibe saw all this unfold on Twitter, she got concerned.
I kept on reading. I was like, I'm likely one of them.
In September 2017, Garibe renewed her driver's license in Texas. She was a legal permanent resident at the time, which is something she had to report to the state when she applied for a renewal. And remember, this was less than a year before she became a citizen.
I never notified DPS because you're not required to. I never notified them of like, oh, I became a U.S. citizen.
And so Garibe sent an email to the Travis County Voter Registrar's office last week. She asked them if she was on the list. Soon after, she got a call from a woman who works at the registrar's office.
She called me and the person said, I'm calling you back. I'm calling you because you emailed us and I wanted to let you know you are in the list.
But other than that, Garibe says there wasn't much information for her, which she said was really frustrating. Travis County's voter registrar, Bruce Elfant, says his office is investigating and basically fact-checking the state's list. He told me last week that he's been removing a lot of names from the list, which has been a time-consuming and tedious process.
Yeah, it would have been nice if they would have vetted this more carefully before they sent it out to the election administrators.
Elfan says he's not sending letters out to people on the list to ask them to prove they are citizens until he's sure he's taken people off the list whom he's found are definitely citizens. And while there's a lot of frustration about how messy this process has been, Governor Greg Abbott has defended the effort. He said last week that the Texas Secretary of State intended for this process to basically be a team effort.
And so this is what you would categorize as a process, a work in process, and they'll get it right.
But Julieta Garibe, who was erroneously included on the state's list, says this is more than just a couple of mistakes.
To me, as someone who the Texas Secretary and Paxton said that I committed voter fraud, is completely irresponsible for them, number one, to say that, number two, to not even have a process of actually what the investigation looks like.
And Garibe says one aspect that really offends her about all this is how haphazardly state officials seem to carry out this voter purge. She says to her, voting isn't a casual matter.
I took it very seriously. It is very serious. I finally get to vote. I finally am a voice in a ballot, and I'm not going to take it lightly. And the fact that they took it so lightly to just say, like, oh, you committed voter fraud is just disrespectful and ridiculous at so many levels.
She says she also feels like this is part of a larger attack on immigrants in this country. She says overall, she's not totally surprised this happened.
I think it's very much speaks to their values. It speaks to, like, how do we put fear on everyone and anyone, specifically those who are brown? And yeah, it's just, it's politically charged and they cannot deny it. To me, it's border suppression, and that's what they're trying to do.
That's why Gadi Bey joined six other people who were on the list and sued Texas Secretary of State David Whitley, Attorney General Ken Paxton, and Governor Greg Abbott on Friday. Gadi Bey and others are making the case that these state officials are violating the voting rights of citizens, specifically because they weren't born here. Gadi Bey and other plaintiffs are asking a federal court to stop the voter purge immediately. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.